Ever have one of those days where just you're just slightly off? Not quite with it. You know, missed the subway by 30. Cabby, you ever have days like that?
That's considered a good day.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. How you doing out there, boys and girls? I'm Jerry Burke, along with my actual San Francisco cab driver. We call him Cabby. Clever, isn't it?
30 years of cab driving. That's what I was called in college. Cabby. So it don't bug me.
An interesting college nickname.
You know, it was kind of fun. Then it was a very intellectual college. So
I knew you for 3 years before I knew what your first name was.
I thought you were a black guy for the first.
Yeah,
month.
you thought I was African American. Yeah.
No, you remember that? It was right. Funny. And then I was like, wait a minute.
You're not the first person to make, you know, that's happened to me before. They're like, you're white.
I mean, I still don't believe it.
So if you're a Baltimore Raven fan like myself, you got to be thinking, hey, we covered. Got to think that.
That's big. And Dallas covered.
But, man, that Dez Bryant. That was a hell of a catch. And
4th and 3. Go for the first, not the TD. Please.
I think it was a good call.
Yeah, it's a trick play, you know. I'm tired of these loop-de-loops.
It wasn't a trick play. It was a fly pattern.
No, right, but it's not a.
Yeah. Hook and lateral is a trick play.
Well, it's still a jump ball.
Man, how about Denver just getting spanked?
Unbelievable.
I'm happy. See, I dislike both the Indianapolis Colts and the Broncos. I can't stand Elway, so I can't stand the Broncos. But I was a Baltimore Colt fan growing up. And when they left, I just couldn't root for them in Indy. I was kind of hoping for a tie and injuries. But you can't have that in postseason.
I always hope for a giant blimp with Robert Shaw come down there. And,
Robert Shaw, really?
You're
bringing out the Black Sunday routine. 1-800,
that's what I root for.
1-800-878-7529, along with Cabby. I'm Jerry Burke. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. 1-800-878-7529.
An app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use TechErase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used TechErase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, my God! They've shot him!
Hot lips, your incredible nincompoop is the end of the quarter.
Little Sly and the Family Stone to get us rolling here. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. I hate it when you're right. I could not for the life of me remember who sang The Man with the Golden Gun from the Bond movie. And you said it was Lulu. I said, I don't think it was Lulu.
No, we didn't know what movie. I just said, I know Lulu did a song, and we couldn't tell
you. Do you want to get any further back from the microphone? There you go.
Really?
You can move it closer to you if you want.
But... Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
What a novel idea.
Genius here. You should have been on our sub. You could have fixed stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Steam leaks.
Yeah, in between you going, it's crowded in here. 1-800-878-7529, along with my man, Cabby. We are here basically wasting another Sunday night, which, you know, was perfectly cool with me. How was your day?
Condolences to all the losers.
Oh, man.
Accolades to the winners, even though I hate them all. I do like Indianapolis with luck, though.
If they were still in Baltimore, I'd be cool with them.
Yeah, no, Stanford's are my favorite college team. So.
Really?
Well, they could cure cancer. I couldn't care less. But I want a good football team.
When Temple actually finally made it to a bowl a couple of years ago, I mean, I wouldn't shut up over it.
Exactly.
I mean, they lost to UCLA, but, you know, hell, they were in it at least. 1-800-878-7529. This man is going to tell me he told me so, or he picked. He's an Eagles fan. What does he know? But we'll go to him anyway. Moonshine Mike in Martinsville, Virginia. Enlighten us, young man.
Well, you know, Sports Illustrated got it halfway right. They picked Green Bay in preseason over, Indianapolis Colts. Well, let me ask you a question, Jerry. I was in a man cave. Couldn't hear what was going on.
Wait, do you have a man? Wait. Mike. You have a man cave in your trailer?
No, not my trailer, my damn mobile home park. Same thing. You know, I own a mobile home park.
Right. Or as we call them here, well, tornado magnets.
Look, I don't own I'm not that rich like you. You own several trailers, what I heard.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was the call on the field with Des Bryant catch? What was the call? I didn't catch it.
They overturned it, and it was ruled incomplete. That's how the Packers end up getting the ball.
Yeah, but it was complete. It just didn't set. It wasn't right. It was a good catch.
No, it wasn't, actually. It was close.
Oh, really?
He had his hand under the ball. So, but the nose of that ball just barely touched, yeah, even though his hand was under it.
That's what I thought.
And then the ball flipped
what you thought.
Hey, I got one for you. Why is the coach going for a 30-yard pass?
That was a good play.
Fourth and three.
He had a nice matchup over there. Des Bryant's like 4 inches tall. Des Bryant was 4 inches taller than that corner.
Get him on the first down, Mark.
Well, what's to say he was going to get?
We got to admit the truth. Brady didn't run the ball in the second half against Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore. No, what happened, Mike? Baltimore. Mike, hold on. What happened was Baltimore stopped in the first quarter when they were running the ball, running all over. Then they stopped running the ball. It's like, what the hell's the matter with you? Anyway, Mike, continue enlightening us.
Well, I think that Brady did a hell of a job. I still say Seattle's going to repeat, and I'll bet money on it right now.
Well, that's illegal, Mike. You can't do that.
It's also less than even money right now.
Better pizza. What do you think? Who's going to win? Who's going to win?
Truthfully, I like the Packers and the Patriots.
Well, that's your opinion, but Seattle.
But you asked me. Of course it's my opinion. You asked me.
Well, Seattle, you got a damn beat him. And it's hard to do.
Nothing gets by you, Mike. Of course you have to beat
him. You know, like Rick Flair said, in order to beat the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!
Mike, Mike, what did you drink for breakfast?
Oh, God, for breakfast. Actually, I didn't drink them for breakfast. I went out, got me a thick burger at Hardee's. Then I drank a bunch of beer. And I think we smoked some green chicken ganja.
Yep.
Ganja.
Mike, Mike, thanks. Thank you so much for enlightening us with your eloquence. We appreciate it.
Hey, baby, love you, baby.
And I love you too. 1-800-87. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to call a national talk show of any genre, if you drink your breakfast out of a mason jar, give it 12 hours before you call. It's just a. It's not a policy, but it's just a good idea.
Oh, I thought you were going to say drink a lot and call.
No, if you drink your breakfast out of a mason jar, give it 12 hours.
Does that include us?
No, of course it doesn't include.
Oh, okay, good.
No, of course it doesn't include us because it's my name on the marquee. But this is a guy who's been waist deep in the corn mash for a long time, and it's taking its effect. The guy's harmless.
No, years ago, I would only drink Everclear because it was.
No, this stuff's from backwoods Virginia.
Well, it's still, 200 proof or whatever it is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stuff is a bottle rocket if you put a flame to it. But, yeah.
Higher the proof, the less hangover effects you get.
If you live through the night.
Right.
Exactly. 1-800-878-7529 is the phone number, along with my man, Cabby. Good weekend?
Yeah. I watched those games. It was kind of fun. Your B-more did the same thing, too, with the long pass downfield with the
as soon as he threw the ball into the air, I literally got up and walked out of the room.
Plenty of time, and even if you score, you're giving Brady the ball back with a minute and a half.
It was what Baltimore was going through, and look, the whole Ray Rice thing. If you can't tell me that didn't have some effect on that team, but you know what.
I don't believe it. I think Forsett was, like you said, he was running great. Then finally, the last drive, they're running. He's getting 7. 9.
Yeah, and then after first and
goal at the 7, and you're throwing 3 loopy little doogie passes into the end zone. Jump balls.
Well, no, they weren't at the 7. They were further back than that.
No, but first and goal at the 7, wasn't it?
No, they were like at the 30-yard line. They weren't 35 yard line. They weren't down to the 7. No, they were.
No. I'm talking about the field goal they kicked.
Yeah.
That's where they let the – I'm sorry, you're right. Not the end of the game.
Of course
the,
I'm right.
Well, I'm left.
I'm left-handed. You're not.
No, I'm leftist.
So am I. Anyway, 1-800-878-7529. We're not going to do an update because, why break everyone's heart? But if we were going to do one after this break, we were going to be brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, which is the number one training device being used in the big leagues right now, all the way through the minors down to the junior leagues. Softball bat. They even have that. If you want to improve your swing, and it's helped my wiffle ball swing immeasurably, go to phbat.com. There's a coupon code for a deal, phbat14, for the Pro Hammer Bat. Along with Cabby, I'm Jerry Burke, 1-800-878-7529, coming to you from San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
When the life begins, you be one long and dangerous road.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client in
immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Things may be bad where you live, but I guarantee you it is a paradise next to the burning coal heap that is Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, do you know that show, Walking Dead, The Walking Dead? It would make a good tourism ad for Scranton. I mean, if you went to the lowest circle of hell, you'd still be 45 minutes outside of Scranton. I grew up there. I love it. It's the single worst place on earth.
Amen to that. Hell with a zip code. That's what I call Scranton.
What about Reading?
Just as bad. Shh, hold on. At least the Reading. At least Reading has the outlets.
I liked Reading.
We're speaking of Reading, Pennsylvania, not Reading, Massachusetts or California.
Right. Reading, I'd be more slow.
This is a Hall of Fame ball player, NFL. He's from Reading. I can't remember who it is.
Not Schilling, is it?
No, football. Oh, Leonard Skinner. First concert I ever saw, it was, God, what was it, like January or February of 74? Hartford Civic Center. Saw The Who. My babysitters smuggled me out after my parents left. Band no one ever heard of. Just released their first album a couple months before. Leonard Skinner was their opening act.
What was the band that they opened for?
Skinner, The Who.
Oh, that was The Who. Yeah. Nobody heard of The Who?
Nobody heard of Leonard Skinner before.
Oh,
their first album, Pronounced, had just been released a couple months before. So no one really knew who they were, especially in Hartford.
Yeah, anytime I hear The Breeze, I got to do 100 miles an hour through town.
Call Me The Breeze from Second Helping, 1974. From the album Second Helping, 1974.
Classic songs.
See that? Give Me Three Steps was on that as well.
And whenever I walk into a room, people go, ooh, that smell. But I'm not sure what they mean by that.
That smell was on. That was on. Streets of Fire.
Oh, I thought it was my body odor.
1-800-878-7529. Sirius and XM Channel 92 Sports Overnight America. We're also on iHeartRadio Live. I'm Jerry Burke, along with the tactful and eloquent Cabbie sitting right next to me. So we're going. Let's talk real quick about the NCAA championship, which is coming up on Monday. down there in Arlington, Texas, down in the Metroplex, right next to the Six Flags. And that's where there's a Six Flags in Arlington, Texas, right next to the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Rangers play.
Yep. Right there.
On the 435 LBJ is the highway, by the way. See that?
I still hate the Rangers from my Oakland A's days.
And you know, the Rangers were always one of those teams where I was kind of like, yeah, because they never really did anything to me. You know, when they were the Washington Senators, they moved there in, what, 73, I think it was?
No, and they were, what was the last time they had a good team was Johnny Oates was their man.
Yeah, those teams in the mid-90s.
Right.
They had Mickey Tettleton, Rafael Palmeiro was on those teams.
Yeah, and Andre, the guy, this Adrian Beltre is a great player, you know.
No, but I'm talking about back in the 90s. Mickey Tettleton, my mom loved Mickey Tettleton. We saw the Orioles play the Rangers down at Camden Yards. God, it's almost 20 years ago now. She loved Mickey Tettleton. My mom also loved any ball player that had looked good in a uniform. Steve Garvey, loved him. Don Sutton, loved him.
Ooh, I know a girl that...
Freddie Lynn. Oh, she's a cleat sniffer?
She was a giant, giant ticket agent for over there by Candlestick. But she hated the Giants, so she would go out with all the... It was because they were so cheap on the... and all that.
Oh, okay. Funny. Well, let's just make sure everybody knows about that.
Okay. The Giants are a cheap team.
Anyway.
We're a cheap team.
Ohio State is taking on the Ducks. And by the way, if the Oregon Ducks come up with any stranger uniforms, fine. Say what you want about that. Of course, they have Nike paying for everything there. Ohio State a decided underdog in this one. But Marco D'Angelo from WagerTalk.com, he point blank thinks Ohio State's going to win this game outright. It's going to be a track meet. But, truthfully... take the over, first off.
Oh, really? I was thinking Ohio State's D must be stellar for him to take them straight up. I mean,
I don't know what
you got to assume this defense.
I would just like to see Ohio State win, only because Oregon every year is just like so good. They find some way not to get it done, even though they maybe have the best team. The last couple of years they've had the best team in the country, and one thing or another comes up and they screw it up.
I'm a big Pac-10 freak, though, even though they're our rival and I hate them during the regular season.
Now, what's Colorado doing in the Pac-12 now? What's Colorado doing in the Pac-12? Really?
Actually, not in football, but in basketball. They first year as a NCAA in the Pac-10, they were the only team representing the Pac-12.
Yeah.
That was so funny because every other team got shut out. And it would say, first year in the league and we're the only ones going to the 64.
Go and figure that one.
Yep.
I'm like, God knows, I would love to say Ohio State and feel confident about it. But I think Oregon's going to win this game. It's going to be like 45. It's going to be a track meet. It's going to be like 45-38 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not buying Marcos on that one. But he is better than I am.
Well, that's how he earns his living.
Like I said, I root for the Pac-10. Once it gets into the national championships, East Coast, West Coast.
Do you like the 14 playoff thing?
You know what? This year didn't really work.
This was the first year it's happened.
Right, and it was like both the third and fourth team were 10-point favorites. And I always was wondering,
And one of them lost.
What about TCU? Like, had TCU first played Alabama, what would have the spread would have been, you know?
I mean, there are a couple teams that you can make an argument or have a decent argument that they weren't, TCU was one. God, what's the other one? It was right on the tip of my tongue. It just went brain dead. Baylor had a decent argument for making it in there.
I think they should put those two playoff games a little earlier. You know, you could play that the second week after the season ends.
No, you can't. That's during breaks and finals. You can't do that.
Why not?
Because these are student athletes, Gabby. Remember, students, they have to go to class. Wink, wink.
Well, that's very subjective.
There's a. It's funny you're talking. There's a documentary on Showtime right now, talking about the military academies and their football programs, and particularly the Army Navy game. And I mean, these kids are student athletes. I mean, you look at what these kids do, and still be able to play football, going to like the military academies, and then you look at some of the kids who are supposedly students going to like Alabama or LSU, and they can barely read and write. And it just pisses me off that they do that. I still like the rule that freshmen shouldn't be able to play.
Would you like an even screwier thing?
Sure.
It's I was in the Navy.
Right.
But when the Army plays the Navy, I actually root for Army.
Why?
Because I hate officers.
Oh, that's always a good thing. They're not. That makes no sense. That's the dumbest thing I ever. I've always wanted to go to an Army. I had a chance to go many, many years ago when they still played at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, which no longer exists. It's where Live Aid was held, though, that Live Aid. But I've never had a chance to go to an Army. And I had a chance about 25 years ago. I had a chance. For some reason, I just never went, and I don't know why. I've always wanted to go to one of them. The spectacle of it is just fantastic.
I love it. I love when the San Diego Padres or the Chargers, they'll put like 5,000 Marines in one section. 5,000 Navy
different. You know, John Kennedy had a great line. He said, "Picking the winner of the Army Navy game is easy. It's the American people," and he was right.
It's
like two brothers who love each other, and 364 days out of the year, you pick a fight with one, you pick a fight with both of them, but for that one day, they fight each other, and it's absolutely fantastic spectacle. And I wish all college football was like that. Ivy League games. They are so cool to go to an Ivy League game. If you ever had a chance to go to like a Harvard Yale game?
Oh, I think that East Coast, they're getting much better programs. I mean, Rutgers is a lot better.
Right, Rutgers. Even Temple won some games.
You got to infuse football. It ain't going to be an overnight thing.
Well, there are some schools in the East Coast that have always been, you know, decent or good, or if not good, great from time to time. I mean, of course, if you talk to South, Miami, Virginia's had some good teams.
ACC's getting a few of those.
Penn State, Maryland's had some decent teams. I mean, Boston College.
Penn State won their bowl game this year, right?
No, they got beat. No, yeah, they came back to win it. Yeah, they did.
By one, right?
They were down by a ton, and they ended up coming back to win it. I told you I used to have season tickets to Penn State, right? My dad was a Penn State grad. And my girlfriend at the time also went to the Penn State grad, and we had season tickets. And you get to know everybody over the course of years, and I was living them. And I had T-shirts and sweatshirts of all the teams they would play against, Pitt, West Virginia, Maryland, Temple. They always played Notre Dame. And then they went and joined the Big Ten. I had to get a whole new wardrobe, Illinois, Indiana. Oh, it was pissed me off to no end.
Yeah, I've been following Pitt since Tony Dorsett days.
Dorsett and Dan Marino.
Put him on the map.
Yep. They won the...
Dan Marino. I never heard of him.
When did they win the... When did Pitt win the title? 77 they won the NCAA.
Oh,
title.
The guy from Ace Ventura. Oh, I love Dan Marino.
But who else went to Pitt, right? Yep. Coach Ditka.
Ah.
Yeah.
There he is.
Hugh Green, who was in the NFL Hall of Fame and played with Tampa. See that? I know my pit football.
East Coast vaguely.
Do you want to get further away from the mic? Here you go. Have a seat. It works better that way. Jeez. Someone who's been on the radio.
Leg fell asleep. So.
The rest of you woke up. That's what
I was.
I was
hoping you would massage it.
That's not going to happen.
It's over.
Not in this or
you
any.
You blew it.
Don't say that word on this radio station, please. Okay. 1-800-8. How was your weekend driving?
It's not really a weekend in the sense of a weekend because I am working. It's my Monday, Tuesday, and it's but it was kind of profitable, All my money's on paper though, so you don't get cash anymore. Everything's credit cards.
Oh, okay. Hey, hold that thought. We got about 2.5 minutes here, and I want to give this guy some time. He's got to be pissed off because he's from Denver. My friend Don. Don, are you okay, my friend?
Hey, good evening.
Don, we only have about 2.5 minutes here. So what happened?
I don't know, Jerry. I don't even know where to start. They just seemed flat. I mean, the Colts came out there. We're just a better team, man. I mean, when there was 7-0, Peyton fumbled the ball. Colts recovered. They went down the field. I said, this could be a ball game. And then when they went up 14-7, I just think as the game went on, Andrew Luck got more and more comfortable. The Colts became more and more confident. And they were just a better football team. And Andrew Luck, the Broncos were outplayed. They were outcoached. Only guy on the Broncos that I really liked today that brought it was C.J. Anderson, not only for breaking up the fight with Orlando Franklin and one of the Colts linemen, but also the play of the game maybe for the Broncos was a fourth down play where he broke like 3 or 4 tackles and got the first down when he was going to get stopped for a 3 or 4 yard loss. But I don't know, guys. Peyton, I know about last month he said he was going to come back, play his
yeah.
or come back for another year, but. You heard on the post game show that he's a post game conference that he's not sure he's going to come back, and maybe I don't know. I appreciate everything he's done for these 3 years, but second time in 3 years, the Broncos are one and done, and this is the 9th time Peyton's been one and done. And as great as his regular season accomplishments are, there's always going to be he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, no question. But we know there's always going to be that his playoff record where he's
well. It's a team. Here's the thing, Don. It's a team sport. You know, it's not like you.
Yeah.
So hey, listen, Don. I got to run, man. But listen, talk to you after the. Who do you like tomorrow night? Ohio State or Oregon?
I'm gonna go with Ohio State, Jerry. I'm gonna go with them, man. So I'm gonna call you back tomorrow, hopefully. So I'll talk to you then about it.
Thanks, Don.
All right, Jerry. I appreciate the time. You have a good night. Take care.
My man, Don in Denver, boys and girls. 1-800-878-7529. Got a special interview treat coming up next. That's just the way we work here. I know you're on your pins and needles, aren't you?
I'm aghast. I'm in shock right now.
1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live. Sirius and XM Channel 92.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you've ever imagined yourself in Hawaii, YMT Vacations will make your dreams come true. With a perfect climate, breathtaking scenery, and exquisite beaches, you can experience paradise with YMT on a 13-day four-island tour. Feel the warm sand beneath your toes on Oahu. Smell the flowers and see the brilliant colors of Kauai. Discover spectacular waterfalls and lush tropical foliage on Maui, or picture yourself strolling the black sand beaches of the Big Island. YMT Vacations offers weekly departure dates with beautiful hotels on all four islands, baggage handling, tour guide drivers, sightseeing, flights between the islands, and free time to relax. For details and reservations, call YMT at 1-888-817-8360 or go to ymtvacations.com. Don't miss out on this trip of a lifetime at the guaranteed lowest price from only $1,649 plus tax. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-817-8360 or go to ymtvacations.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I never got to bat in the major leagues. I'd have liked to have that chance just once. To stare down a big league pitcher. To stare him down, and just as he goes into his windup, wink. Make him think you know something he doesn't. To feel the tingle in your arm as you connect with the ball. To run the bases, stretch a double into a triple, and flop face first into third.
Sports Overnight America, Sirius at XM Channel 92. Of course, you heard Burt Lancaster there, the words spoken of Moonlight Graham lamenting about not having it one at-bat in the majors. And let's be honest, we all wanted to have one at-bat in the majors. It didn't matter if you popped up, hit a home run, whatever it was, you would love to have stood in a batter's box in a major league ball game just once, just to see what it's like. Many people have had just one at-bat in the big leagues. Growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, one of my father's friends was a Pennsylvania state trooper who hit the greatest fungos in history. These things were Sputnik orbits. And he had one at-bat in the major leagues back in, I believe it was late April of 1963, a team that had early win on it, Hall of Famer early win, the 1963 Cleveland Indians. He was number 7 in your scorecard. He's number 1 in our hearts. Bob Lipsky joins us on Sports Overnight. Bob, how are you? Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk with anybody from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Well, some of us actually got out of town and did well.
Yeah.
I wasn't one of them, but a lot of people have done that. Hey, listen, before we get into your one at bat in the bigs, let me ask you something. When you've watched a major league game or been to a major league game, or even if you see or heard of somebody who has their first at bat in the majors, what goes through your mind if you've ever seen that on TV? Let's put it this way, if you were the bench coach, as that kid was getting ready to go to the plate, what would you say to him?
Relax. Try and relax, because when you get the call like that, it's hard to describe the feeling that comes over you. I was playing professional baseball for 5 years,
right,
and I had a whole year in AAA at Buffalo, and I was in the bullpen in Yankee Stadium. And as a matter of fact, I was talking with my brother-in-law, who was come down to see the game.
Right.
And the phone rang, and they said, come on down to the dugout. You're going to pinch hit. Well, from left field in Yankee Stadium
right, it was
to
a
the
five,
dugout.
Yeah, it was a $5 cab ride, I remember, yeah.
I could feel my nerves starting to act up. And, just being in Yankee Stadium was a thrill for me. I mean, you know,
right.
that's like walking in the Holy Land, you know.
Well, Yankee. Except unless you're a Red Sox fan like me, then it was Fenway Park. But I'd been to old Yankee Stadium before the renovations in 75 when they actually had the monuments were in center field. Jimmy Pearsall used to hide behind them. I thought that Babe Ruth was buried out there. I really did think that.
I guess a lot of people thought that, but no, that's not true. But you know, when you're going to pinch hit in Yankee Stadium in the game of the week, you know,
right.
and you haven't faced live pitching for 3 weeks,
right?
You become nervous.
Of course,
you know what I mean? You're nervous. And I went up to the plate with the idea that I'm going to swing at every yeah. pitch.
If it's a pickoff move to first, I'm hacking, basically. Well, listen, before we get to the actual at-bat, let me ask you, you were not a September call-up. You were brought up, you came up sometime during April, I guess it was, in 63.
Well,
your first time on the field, I guess, was April 28th. I guess you caught an inning or two or something like that?
Yeah, in Kansas City. Yeah, that was after Yankee Stadium, I believe.
Right.
But I was drafted by
Philadelphia in 56, right?
Well, I signed with Philadelphia when I graduated high school.
Right. Did you go to Tech or Central?
Tech.
Yeah, that's right. Scranton Tech High School, which no longer exists. My alma mater of my parents. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Great school.
Oh yeah, Red Raiders go. Anyway,
yes.
Please. But no, so you were signed by Philadelphia at age 18, and I know you were picked up in the Rule 5 draft by Cleveland, I think like 4 or 5 years later or something like that.
Well, I didn't start playing until 1959 because I was in the Navy. I joined the Navy Reserve
mm-hmm.
in high school, and I found out later that I had to go 2 years active duty. So instead of starting my career in 57,
right.
I started in 59.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Bob Lipsky, by the way, who joins us here from Scranton, Pennsylvania. The man had one at bat in the bigs back in early 1963. I checked on this, and you know what? Ted Williams struck out in his first at bat at Yankee Stadium in his first major league appearance. So you see, here's the thing. Why, they gave Ted Williams other chances. They have streets named after him and tunnels up in the Boston area. If they had given you a second chance, they'd be building monuments and naming streets after you in Cleveland.
You know what? You just made me feel real good.
See, I remember, and this is on a personal aside, I was talking with Kenny Sherman. If you remember that name, he was one of my best friends growing up, and you used to hit the greatest fungos. I mean, these things would bring down rain, and I swear, every time you hit one up in the air, Kenny used to yell out, Sputnik, because those things used to go so far. We used to love catching your fly balls. I used to stay out until it was dark half the time. You used to get sick and tired of me. But so you brought up to the Cleveland. Who was the manager of the Indians then?
Bertie Tepetz,
who actually played with Babe Ruth back in the day.
He played with a lot of guys.
And Tommy John was on that team. He was like 18 or 19 years old and making all of $6,500 a year, I might add. Tommy Agee, who later on became famous for his couple of center field catches with the Mets against the Orioles in the 69 series.
But you had
Early Wynn was on that team. Now, Early Wynn is a Hall of Fame pitcher. He had 300 career wins. He pitched for like 48 years in the bigs. Did you get a chance to talk? I mean, when you first got into your first game, who was pitching? Mudcat Grant was on that team, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Mudcat Grant was on that team. Sam McDowell was on that team. Dick Donovan, who was a 20-game winner in the big leagues, I think, the year before, he was on that team.
Yep, he was. Tommy Agee was on that team. Of course, I think Joe Ascone was the catcher who caught the most games for that season. You guys went 79 and 83 that year, which is kind of respectable. You finished sixth in the American League, so that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you're considering you had to go up against the Yankees. So you get into a game as a catcher before you ever got a chance to pinch hit in the bigs. You caught a couple of games, right?
I just went in, caught an inning in Kansas City. One or two innings.
Two innings. Actually, I checked. You caught two innings and you had three putouts, which means you caught three strikeouts in the big leagues. That's three more than I ever get. Okay, so let's go. We're at Yankee Stadium. You're out in the bullpen catching whomever is warming up out there. Or if you know anything about bullpens in the majors, you were looking at girls. Bernie Tepetz brings you in from the bullpen. You get into the dugout, and you said Whitey Ford, I guess you said, was started that day. But you didn't have the pleasure of going up against the chairman of the board. You went up against who?
Al Reniff, who was a right-hander. You know.
All right, and you were a left-handed hitter.
He's not going to pinch hit a left-handed guy like me against Whitey Ford.
When you got up to the plate, Yankee Stadium's right field porch, I mean, you could throw a rock out of there. I mean, it was a short right field porch. When you're standing up at the plate and you look, it was like being at Shout Stadium at Dunmore. It was like 260 feet down the right field line. When you look down the right field line, and I don't know if Moose Skowron was playing first for the Yankees or not. I don't know. But you looked down and you saw that right field was that close. Did you get up there and say to yourself, you know what, I can do this?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to hit in Yankee Stadium my whole career. They'd fly out of there down the right field.
And so you get up. So you get up to the plate. Could you feel nerves when you got?
Yes, I feel very nervous. As a matter of fact, I could feel it in my legs. I was nervous, and I was hoping Nelson Howard didn't see my legs shaking.
Did the umpire say anything to you, knowing that it was your first at bat? Because I've spoken to a couple people who it was their first at bat in the bigs. The umpire actually went up, brushed the plate, and just kind of, you know, almost in a fatherly way, said, "Just relax, it'll be over. It'll be over soon." I think was what they said.
Well, you know, I foul two pitches off down the right, two ground balls down the right field line, and I felt, geez, at least I hit the ball.
Right.
I haven't faced live pitching, and then the count got to 3-2, and he made a pitch on the black, low and away. It was a strike, and I didn't even argue, but the only regret I have is I never swung at that ball. At least if I swung at it.
You went down swinging, right?
Let me
ask you something, and not to bring this down a little bit, but so you're, what, 24, 25 years old, give or take?
25, yeah.
And, you know, you strike out in your only appearance in the – how long after that did they send you back down to the minors?
I was with the ball club 30 days. I think it was in May sometime.
Okay, well, yeah, it was early May. But when you got sent, did you get sent back to AAA in Buffalo? Is that where they ended up sending you?
Well, here's the deal: the Phillies had the option to take me back in their organization.
Oh, okay.
Cleveland paid Philadelphia $25,000 for me in the draft.
Nice.
And if they returned me to Philadelphia, Philadelphia had to give them half the $25,000 back. And so the Phillies made $12,500 on me.
And which were spent on stadium repairs, probably at Old Shibe Park.
I went back. I went back at that time. Frank Lucchesi was the manager, the AAA manager in the Philly organization. He was managing Little Rock in the International League, and it was him, his influence that the Phillies. Took me back and sent me to Little Rock.
And if they were so interested in getting you back, at what point did you start to say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going back there anytime soon? I mean, when did it start occurring to you that that might have been my only shot in the bigs?
Well, you know, once you get that close, it's hard to get it out of your system. You know, you figure you can make it back. You know, you can make it back. But it's one of the most discouraging moments of your life when you get sent out of the major leagues back to AAA.
Well, I can understand it, but you know, the people who are listening to us right now on Sports Overnight America on Sirius and XM Channel 92, they would swim through 2 miles of barbed wire just to be able. My father, for example, you know my father pretty well. My dad was a all field, no hit, minor league third baseman in the Mets organization. To the day he died, he said he would have given up his firstborn child, which unfortunately was me, he would have loved to have stood at third base. On the field, for one pitch. And he said he didn't care what happened on the pitch. Ball, strike, out, just for one pitch. There are people who would swim through glass to say that they had one at-bat in the bigs. And I can understand where you say you'd like to, if you're going to strike out, you should strike out, swinging. But that happens. So how long were you back with the Phillies organization before you ended up doing what my dad did, which was get married and have a wife that says you're not playing ball anymore?
Well, let me just say one thing. When I got sent down, John Romano, who was the first string catcher, broke his finger, and if they had not sent me back to the Philly organization, I probably would have stayed with the big club.
And they would have been building those monuments and naming streets after you there on the banks of the Lake Erie.
Yeah, but that's the way it worked out, and I went back to AAA, and I stayed. When I first started playing pro ball, I said, "Well, I'll give it 5 years," I was with Cleveland at the end of 5 years, but then I put in three more. When you're that close, you hate to quit.
And you're getting paid to play baseball. I mean, I'm not in any hurry to stop doing this. I mean, that would be my mentality. But look at me, I'm 49 years old. I play wiffle ball games still. I mean, I'll do anything to play in a ball game. You know that. You knew me as a kid. I was like that as a little kid as well. Bob Lipsky joins us from Scranton, Pennsylvania. No T, no N. He is a former Pennsylvania State Trooper who never pulled me over. Had one at bat in the bigs with the Cleveland Indians. Back in 1963, and he struck out. And Bob, listen, I so appreciate the time you came. This was an absolutely fantastic. This was an actual thrill for me, believe it or not.
It's always nice to talk baseball with somebody that knows it.
And your daughter Mary Grace, who lives out here near me in Oakland, California, I live in San Francisco, is telling me you're friends with Lee Elia.
Oh yeah. Lee is a very close friend of mine. We roomed together for 3 years in the Philly chain. As a matter of fact, we see each other once or twice a year. I'll go down and visit him. He lives right in the Tampa area, Odessa.
Yeah, I know.
And I go down and play some golf with him, and he comes up here. Him and his wife come up here, and we've been very close. There's a guy.
Eloquent speaker, by the way, Lee Elia. Just throwing that out there. I've heard some of his press conferences and his post game. He had a way with the English language. But anyway, please continue.
We discussed that many times, and in my own personal opinion, he would have been a great major league manager. He knew the game inside out.
Sure.
But he just lost it momentarily that one time, which was supposed to be behind closed doors, and all that stuff. No.
But Earl Weaver got away with it.
Yeah.
Billy Martin. Lord knows Billy Martin did.
Oh God, yeah. But you see, the thing of it is, he ripped the fans.
He did,
and that's what hurt him.
And there were Cub fans, no less, which you don't want to do.
Oh, I know. But that was a tragic thing because he was a great manager.
He was. My influences of my life. I still want to call you Mr. Lipsky. Bob Lipsky, thank you so much for doing this. Honest to God, this has been one. Believe it, I've interviewed countless people. I was out getting drunk with Bill Spaceman Lee just last night, but this has actually been one of the thrills of my career. Thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, Jerry, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Bob Lipsky, ladies and gentlemen, the man had one at bat in the bigs back in 1963, hit two scorching. I'm going to say it. He hit two foul balls down the right field line at Yankee Stadium. One hasn't landed yet. Got a crap call on a called third strike in his only big league at Packer. Thanks to Bob Lipsky, Sports Overnight America, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Let it not be said we're not politically correct. Our thanks to Bob Lipsky, the man who had won at bat in the bigs back in April of 63 against the Yankees and struck out for the Cleveland Indians. What I wouldn't have given for that one at bat. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Oh, and by the way, our thanks to Cabby. So you're welcome.
Thanks. I was 4 years old when he had that call-up.
News next.